Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Erik Tornblom. He is the CEO and Managing Director of Cargo Planner, a company registered in Sweden. First and foremost, Erik, welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo.
I like your background. You are not out in the trucking yard, I believe, right?
Yeah, exactly. Out there working and loading the containers.
Yeah, well, that's what you should do. Well, yeah. as you know, Erik, from previous interviews, I always let my interviewees give our viewers a little rundown on their career up to now. And thus, I would also like to ask you, how come you got into this business and why are you in logistics and not in a bank, for example?
Good question. So, yeah, my dad is an old sea captain, and he's been... He was at sea for many years until me and my sister were born, where he took a job as in project logistics to be able to be with us more. So, but I've always grown up with his business, and we were also attending some loading projects here and there. I've always been fascinated about it, and he has always been telling me that he needs a tool to make his job a little easier when he get big quotations. So after university, I thought that I could give it a try. I thought that I had knowledge enough to start to do some prototypes. And then we quickly did one, and slowly, some companies started to use it, mostly only project cargo companies. And then, it slowly grew. So okay. I would say that's the way I'm into logistics.
Okay. So, but as far as I can see, if the picture here doesn't fool me, you are relatively young. What are you, early 30s or something?
36, but thanks.
Okay. Well, don't mention my age because I'm turning 59 tomorrow.
Oh, can't see it.
Anyway, it's better for me, at least, better to talk years than kilos. So anyway, but so that means after a little bit of let's say, training by your dad and getting the shipping feeling, what can you tell us about the company Cargo Planner? It's your own company, right?
Yeah, it's my own company. So it's Cargo Planner develops a tool to quickly transform like packing lists of cargoes to load plans, visualizing 3D. Mm-hmm. And I mean, those kind of problems has been out there for as long as computers has been out there, I would say, because it's one of the most classic optimization problems. I think what distinguishes us is that we work a lot with project cargo, so you can plan like out of gauge containers like flat tracks and open tops, which is the reason I think we have attracted a lot of project cargo companies. Mm-hmm. It's basically a web-based application where you when you get a big inquiry from a customer, you open up the login to the application in your browser, and then within a few minutes you should have a load plan saying that you need, for example, 3 flat racks, 20 40 foot high cubes, and so on, and it gives a 3D view of each container, and then you can send these results back to your customer, and it gives them a nice impression, and it hopefully saves you a lot of time, and it tries to minimize the space used. So hopefully it will save you money in time in terms of utilization as well, which is good for the environment too, like, because that's one of the big problems here in Sweden, you know, and I think it's the same elsewhere. Too much air is transported around in the containers.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds like you correctly say. I remember when I started in containerization many, many kilos ago, I should say again. Yeah. You're right, there were some programs around, but sometime I had the feeling that the programs were made by technicians who actually didn't see a ship before or actually didn't see a container.
Yeah,
I mean, there is something to be said about being practical. Software is great, but if it doesn't have a practical understanding, then it's no use. And I think yours have that, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think also that my dad gave some of this practical like knowledge to the tool early on when we started this company. And but I have to say something where you're totally right. And I think that, to be honest, I think there will never be a software that can replace a human stowing planner, because there's just too much to consider.
Yeah.
I mean, our aim is to help you and assist you as much as possible. But I think in the end, you need to have a look at it and see is this viable? Because in the end, you know the cargoes to be shipped more than the tools. So you know that, okay, maybe this can't stand that close to this box because, yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. But certainly it gives a great overview, and I think it's a fantastic sales tool for any project forwarder or forwarder in general to his customer, to show them that they also you show them that you mean business, you know. But I think you're right. Hands-on experience and just visiting the port, as I do regularly here in Sweden, it's really necessary to have the clear understanding. So that means, If I'm a project forwarder and I need this kind of tool, then I can log onto your or go to your website. You can subscribe. Maybe you can do a test. How does it work? You buy a license, like you buy a Microsoft license or Zoom license or same?
Yeah, correct. So it's quite trendy today with this software as a service companies, and we tend to be one of them as well. So you basically... the time where you download something on your computer and install it is I would say we have passed that time. So you're right. You subscribe through the homepage, we have some, you know, the larger the company, the more users want to use it, and then we offer like discounts. And I mean, for some, because we have, I think we have five of the largest top 10 forwarders as customers. And for some of those big companies, the process to get the tool is quite, takes some time, because there's a lot of, you know, papers to be filled in and screening and so on. But yeah.
Okay.
So it's subscription based, correct?
Okay. Well, as you know, Eric, you and me are both running, shall we say, smaller companies. The bigger a company becomes, the more admin levels there are. So
hopefully.
Yeah. Right. Maybe that's why we like to be in smaller companies.
Yeah. Yeah, it has its charm, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. So that means, for example, if I have a trailer, now you have a trailer behind you, trailer or container, or it would be, you can also have trailers checked.
Yeah, exactly. I would say that 40% of the load plans being calculated every day is for sea containers.
Okay.
And then I would say about 30% is road trailers. In Europe, we do it for a lot of box trailers and curtain trailers. And in US, they use it for, 53-foot semi-trailers and also, you know, step deck trailers and double drop trailers and those special trailers where, because in the tool you can, transportation company has their own, like, okay, this trailer is actually this long inside and so on. So we've made it easy to create your own trailers or containers in the tool. So if you're a transportation company, you can create your own trailers in the system. All right. And use those if you don't agree with the dimensions in the system. But then we have the rest, I would say, is air containers, which has grown quite much during the last years, because the air containers is, as you know, they are quite complex in shape, so sometimes it can be tough to do load plans for them, but we've managed to do that. So we now have some of the largest airlines using it, actually. And a lot of air cargo chartering companies who owns like a few 747s that they also get like big inquiries, and then you can see how many how many different air containers are needed in those certain positions that are available in the aircraft.
Okay, yeah, that's very interesting because, of course, air freight and whatnot is booming now with the supply chain being out of whack. I mean, everything is totally fully booked, so everyone wants to utilize the space to the maximum. What about railway? Is that something that you are looking into? Because it's at least what I can see, I was in China for several years and out of China into CIS and Russia, there's quite a lot of project cargo going by open rail cars.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe the other direction too, gradually. Is that something that you can do via your platform?
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally possible to create your own like rail wagon and so on. But what I know is that, I don't know, maybe you know more about that, but when big cargoes are going from China to say Europe, they go through Russia and they have a lot of different, you know, tunnel profiles where the cargo has to fit, and it can be a bit demanding to create this tunnel profile so that the cargo's loaded on the rail wagons actually fit there. But on the other hand, maybe that's a good opportunity to create something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, I think that the Russian RZD in Russia, they do have some kind of stations where they move these kind of cargo through. There are some specialists on that. Anyway, I'll link you up with a couple of friends I have in this field after this interview.
That would be appreciated, definitely.
I only take 5%, so.
Of course.
No, but Eric, so it means, for example, today, I mean, your program has become successful as far as I can see. I see saw your website and I see some of the big names there, of course. But you treat everyone equally. I mean, whether it's a two-man company or a 10,000-strong company, you will treat them the same, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I was 90% of our companies are smaller companies, like where we have like one or two users using it quite sporadically. And that's one of the, I mean, that's also a challenge when you price this kind of tool, because when you're a small project forwarder, you get an inquiry not too often. You get it now and then. So then some companies can be a bit reluctant to sign up for a year because they only need it like once in a month. But the thing is that when you need it a lot. So those times you actually need it, you can, in terms of time, you can save a lot of time. But then if you have a big project of maybe 40, 50 containers and you can save the client 5 containers, that means that you're more likely to get the business for them. So, but yeah, it's...
I do see it is a smart move, and visualizing it with 3D as you can. So let's put it this way: for how long have you established this company? And just for the record, it is a company established in Sweden.
It's established in Sweden, correct? It's been running since 2015.
Okay. So the picture behind you, it's not the Cayman Islands trucking yard. No.
we will keep it in Sweden for as long as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. And anyway, hopefully spring is coming soon. So at least you have blue sky where you're sitting, I can see. So.
We're in the south of Sweden in Malmö, and it's quite gray here, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, join the club. And what is your head? Are you alone running it, Eric, or do you have some helper?
So we're three guys currently. We're developing daily, improving the algorithm, but also trying to improve, you know, the visualizations and so on. And the interesting thing is that our customers, they are smart. They have been doing this some of them has been doing this for like 20 years, and they are sort of a computer already in their head. They can see a packing manifest and see quickly how many containers are needed and so on. So they usually have a very good like feedback and suggestions what to like add into the tool, like features and so on. And more and more people want to see some like, you know, automatic lashing functionality. And, you know, placement of dunnage and so on, which it's really complex, but it's something we're looking at doing as well.
Now, I just came to one thing that came to my mind. I mean, is, for example, how can you can judge from your, let's say you have a flat rack with not a platform, but a flat rack with the ends, both ends up. And you can see there when you put it into your tool, you can see how much is the overhight.
Yeah, exactly. Both the overhang on each side and also how much overhight it is correct.
So you can calculate the lost slots and so on.
Yeah, exactly. And you can tell the system to do the overhang on one side only to save slots in the vessel. Or if it's the cargos are too big, it has to be placed in the middle. But so, and it can be a challenge, you know, to minimize the number of flat racks being used, because I mean, if it occupies a lot of slots, it can be really expensive. Yeah. So if you can minimize the number of flat racks being used, it can, you can save a lot of money there.
Yeah. And you have also in your program, it's not only the size of the, also there's a weight. I mean, you have the maximum allowed payload and all that is also included, that
yeah,
don't exceed the weight allowed.
Exactly. And you can change that. I mean, depending on which port you're loading the cargo from, they might have cranes that can't lift some weight. So you can enter it if manually or adjust the payload if you want to.
It sounds really like a great program. This sounds very, very interesting to me, Eric. Also why I wanted to, all our viewers here to know more about you. I think I've come more or less to the conclusion. It's simply a matter of going on and testing your product. So based in Malmö, south of Sweden, you are three guys running this company. And you have, let's say, also through your father, hands-on experience, you've actually seen a ship. You know,
which helps. And yeah, exactly. And I have to say that in the beginning, when I just graduated from the university, I mean, without my dad, I think I wouldn't be able to get accepted because in the beginning we went out to these terminals in the port of Gothenburg.
Yeah.
You know, where they actually do this loading, and I mean, if I were to go there alone, telling them how they should do their job, you know, it would be impossible. They would
you would be arrested on the spot.
definitely. So my dad joined me, and as he's been working so long in this industry, he know the talk, and so I started to learn how to talk. So it was crucial for me to, like, I mean, for them to see the benefit through his eyes.
Sounds really like a, let's say, marriage made in heaven, and glad that you can. At least when I started in shipping 1980, we only had telex. We didn't even have telefax. So that's, I'm sure your dad recalled those times. listen, I must say many, many thanks for giving good and clear answers to my questions here. And I want to formally thank you for this interview.
Thank you a lot. Pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Erik Törnblom. He's the CEO and Managing Director of Cargo Planner, a Swedish-based company in Malmö, specialized in optimizing the use of the equipment you have available. Thank you very much to him, and also to all of you. Stay tuned for more future interviews. Thank you.